All right.
Okay, I've got my place then.
Where's Matthew?
They're doing something at their church, some of the church folks. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp is in my feet, a light is in my path. For his word will hide my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior whose kingdom stands, one Savior, crucified, risen and coming again with the life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen.
Everybody had a good Easter.
Thanks, Dad. I had a dinner.
You had dinner.
Good dinner. Wendy cook.
Sweet boy, he's talking about that pen. It writes like a Dollar General pen.
Oh.
Or a Dollar Tree, or. All right. Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith. Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Gerald Love, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jordan Schwantz, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Jones and family, Frank and Luann and family, Larry Burns and family, Caleb, Hannah, Allie, Hadley, Lewis, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Ebel, Bill, Devin, Mark Thomas, Morgan Little, Rosa, Wanda Bellinger, Lucy Chapman, Clay, Ernie Buff, Salvador, Teresa Smith, Michael Pooby, Miss Barger, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, and the little girl I told you about this morning that we praying for from a friend of mine's church. The girl's got health issues. It's really major, so we need to be praying for her. Family's wanting to keep her name anonymous, but God knows who she is. Mm-hmm. All right, does anybody got anything to add to the list? Or?
Barbara Pitts called me right before I was leaving for the church. She has the Nora virus, and I had not heard about the Nora.
I've heard of it, don't know what it is.
Well, some people think they have the flu, but she had to be took to the hospital in the ambulance a couple of days ago, and she's doing better. But when she found out I was headed to church, she said, put me on the prayer list, that I'm doing better. She said, you can take me off in about a week, but she said it was a terrible experience.
Okay, Barbara Pitts. P-I-T-T or P-I-T-T?
P-I-T-T-S.
P-I-T-T-S, Pitts.
From Pittstown, Road over there.
Okay. All right, so let's remember that. Few more names.
Yeah, I want to show my mom that I'm mature enough to drive, because my mom said I'm not mature enough to drive, because I don't know, because I get nervous at driving, but I want a lawnmower to help me show her how mature I am at driving. So please pray for our lawnmower to come to my house.
Okay.
Please find. So I ask the Lord to help me find a lawnmower.
Okay.
A sit down mower.
Yeah. Okay, just remember that. Anyone else? Anybody got anything on their heart tonight?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me and thanking the Lord for this beautiful Sunday, Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I had good food today. Thank you, Lord. Pray for my family.
Anyone else?
God, Lord, I just thank you that I'm saved, Lord. I thank you that you come to me, Lord, and showed me my need of you, Lord. I thank you for a mom to take me to church, Lord. Just thank you that you're so good to us, Lord. You want us for your own, Lord, that you know our hearts, Lord. You know our hurt, Lord, that you look at the heart, Lord, and not at the outside as man sees. Lord, I just pray that you give us a heart of love, Lord, to love one another and to love you, Lord, that you give us faith just to take you at your word, Lord, to believe you, Lord, that we'd feast on your word, Lord, that we'd read it, and Lord God, just get close to you, Lord, and learn about you, Lord, that we're going to live with you forever, Lord, and we just pray, I want to know you down here, Lord, I want to know you in this life, Lord, and I just pray that you'd help us, Lord. Open our hearts and our minds to your word. Give us a greater desire to pray and to seek you and draw close to you to have fellowship, Lord. And we'll just praise you and worship you, Lord. That you'd be our life, Lord. And I just pray that you'd help us in that prayer. That's, Lord, you know every name. Lord, you know every need. You're able to do for them, Lord. And we pray your will be done, Lord. And I pray you'd give us strength, Lord, to accept your will, Lord. Father, sometimes your ways are not our ways, and your thoughts are not our thoughts, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that you just give us grace, Lord. Your grace is sufficient, Lord, to bring us through all this stuff, Lord. The stuff that's coming on the world and the stuff we go through day by day, Lord. I just pray you fill us with your grace and your love, Lord. Lord, that you'd be our great desire, Lord. Just pray that you bless the singer tonight, Lord. Bless the preacher, touch him and use him and help him, Lord God. I pray for those that are out, Lord, that you touch them, Lord, and help them, Lord. Just thank you for this Easter morning, Lord, this Easter evening, that we can praise you and thank you that you died for our sins in your body, Lord, that you was punished and stricken of God. We just thank you, Lord, smitten of God. We thank you, Lord, that he poured out his wrath upon you, Lord God, so we don't have to pour it out on us. Lord, we thank you that you rose from the grave and sent your spirit down here to convict us and to lead us and guide us and teach us, Lord, to reveal you to us. And we just pray, precious Holy Spirit, fill us and use us to be a light, to be a witness, to be encouragement to one another. Lord, help us have a right attitude, Lord. And I just pray that you have your way tonight, Lord. Fill the preacher and use him, Lord. And give us what you have for us. Lord, we thank you. We ask it in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen.
She wants to do that.
And it's not, it's it might not be good, but this is just real quickly. I asked when I was having my biopsy for cancer, for female cancer, I asked her if I could sing this song while she's doing the biopsy, because she told me it's going to hurt and I don't like pain. And I said, can I sing this song? I already feel out of breath. And she said yes. And she said, I've never had anybody ask that before, but the good news is my biopsy, the cancer was benign. And I was singing, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and
you tell me you couldn't sing?
I could sing that song. It's the only one I could sing.
Yeah, you could sing.
No, that's but that was for Jesus.
Okay. Let's get page 367. No tears in heaven, no sorrows given, all will be glory in the land. There'll be no sadness, all will be gladness, when we shall join that happy land. No tears in heaven, no tears up there, sorrow.
We started the course, right? Hmm? That's all.
I don't mind if we usually start the first one, but if we can start.
Mr. Safer started the course, they might make it.
I shall not be moved.
Planted by the waters, I shall not. shall not be moved. She still will not fail me. I shall not be moved just like a tree that is planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved just like a tree that is planted by the waters. I shall not. I shall not be moved in the rough ages. I shall not be moved just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved just like a tree that's planted by the waters.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome. You okay?
Yeah, the sun blinded me.
Are you okay, Jerry?
Jack over the heavy burning, need a load of guilt and shame. Then the hand which is this touch me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and all the joy that flow my soul, something happened, and one he touched me and made me whole. Sing, I met this blessed Savior. See, he cleansed me, made me whole. I will never cease to praise him. Shut all the eternity road. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and all the year they flow my soul. Something happened, and one he touched me and made me Lord, to the precious bleeding.
Consecrate me now to the service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let me so look with their steadfast hope, and I will be lost in thee. Drive me nearer, nearer, blessing Lord, to the cross that thou hast died. Drive me nearer, nearer, blessing Lord, to the precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure daylight of a single heart that before that throne I stand. When I need a prayer and with thee, my God, I commune friend with friend. Drive me nearer, nearer, blessing Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Drive me nearer, nearer, blessing Lord, to the precious bleeding side. There at death, oh Lord, till at Christ they nearer see. There a height of joys that I may not reach, till I rest in peace with thee. Drive me nearer, nearer, blessing Lord, to the Christ that has died. Drive me nearer, nearer, blessing Lord, to the precious bleeding side. I walk in the powers of duty. It's a work to the close of the day. I shall see the heaven king and his beauty. When I go, then I smile the way. When I go, then I smile the way. I will breathe at the close of the day, and I know that yours that weigh me. When I go, then I smile the way. It's for Christ I proclaim the glad story. It's a seed for his sheep gone astray. I am sure he will show me his glory. When I go, then I smile the way. When I go, then I smile the way. I will wear at the close of the day, and I know they are yours that weigh me. When I go, then I smile the way. Hear the dear of the time we must sever. Tears of sorrow I see every day. But no sin, and forever. When I go, then I smile the way. When I go, then I smile the way. I will wear all the clothes of the day, and I know there are yours that weigh me. When I go, then I smile the way. And it's here I ultimately striving, and I had and have tried all his will to obey. Will exchange all the righteous of heaven. When I go, then I smile the
see my Jesus.
Prayer as they can get. Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Buck, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Strons, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Luann family, Larry Burnson family, Caleb, Anna, Addie, Heatherly, Lewis, Kelly, Emily, Jan Ebel, Bill, Devin, Mark Thomas, Morgan Little, Rosa, Wanda Dellinger, Lucy Chapman, Clay, Ernie Bubb, Salvador, Teresa Smith, Michael Poole, Miss Barger, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, and then of course that little girl we was talking about earlier this morning, and then Barbara Pitts. So remember all those folks in prayer. I know they appreciate the prayer. We're going to be back in the book of Hebrews chapter 9 tonight. I don't know if we'll finish up tonight or it'll go on. I don't know if it'll go on into Wednesday or not. We'll see. Start 9:15. Preacher, if you don't mind praying for us.
Lord, we just thank you for your word. Lord, we just pray your spirit to apply to our hearts. Lord, that you just teach us your will. Lord, the things you have for us. Help us just to draw closer to you, Lord, and love one another. We can get comfort, Lord, and get strength, Lord, that we can help others. And Lord, I just pray you fill the preacher with anointing. Lord, just help him tonight, Lord, touch him, and just pray that you have your way, get glory in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, you may be seated. This morning started out, you know, talking about how the, you know, sacrifice was done in the Old Testament, as far as the lamb, the goat, sacrifices, calf, or whatever they used. How, you know, it was brought there and to the to be how it was brought to the tabernacle to be used as a sacrifice. How they took it, killed the animal, done the processes that they done, And, you know, eventually the blood ended up in the most holies there with the priest. And that blood was sprinkled for the remission of sins for that people, for that sacrifice. But then Jesus came along, and when he died on the cross, that sacrifice just kind of void out the other. I mean, after all, which one would you rather have? The sacrifice of a spotless lamb, or the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ? I'd take my chances with the Lord. But you know, him there being the high, not only was he the sacrifice, but he was also the high priest. You know, that lamb couldn't give his blood out there in the sanctuary and then turn around and present his blood as a sacrifice, but Jesus did. Amen. But you know how, you know, the priest had to enter in once a year for the atonement of the sin of the people. But Jesus says here, I enter once. And we'll find that again on him to, you know, finishing out the chapter. But I want to, I'm going to start reading 14, just to kind of lead into 15. 14 is where we left off. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, by the means of death, for the redemption and the transgressions that were under the first testament, that which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Now, keep in mind, now, most of us in here have been on the receiving end of inheritance. Before you inherit something, somebody's got to die. Right? You know, when mom and dad died, us three kids, we inherited all their stuff. Same likewise with y'all, you know, when you're, I know some of you, his parents is not dead, but you got uncles, aunts, grandma, grandpa. You've been in some little relation with that word or inheritance. So it goes on in verse 16 to explain that a little bit. For where at testament is, it must also of necessity to be the death of the tester. In other words, before you can inherit it, the one that is leaving the inheritance has got to pass away. For the testament is of the force after men are dead, otherwise it is no strength at all while the tester liveth. So in other words, you know, you don't get the inheritance until after the person who's leaving the inheritance dies. They ain't no, you know, the stuff's still there to leave. Whereupon neither the first testament was declared without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water, scarlet wool, and hyssop, and sprinkled both the books and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the first testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled the blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels and the ministry. And verse number 22. And almost all things are made by law, purged with blood. Without the shedding of blood is no remission. Folks, I want you to get you to understand, you know, people holler, I don't want no part of this bloody religion. You can't have salvation without the blood. The blood is what cleanses. Let's look at this as a cancer patient. You know, the chemotherapy and radiation is the medicines, they so-called medicines, whatever they are, they're supposed to be putting that cancer in remission. And supposedly, if you don't take that radiation or chemo, the medicine that whatever doctor says for whatever kind of cancer you got, then there's no chance of remission other than the Lord taking control. But what I'm trying to say is here, for us to have full salvation, we must accept the blood. Because it's the blood that covered those sins. It's the blood that put those sins in remission. Just like the blood of the calves and the bulls, you know, would cover the sins of the people for a year. And then it would go away. Well, with this blood, it's for eternity. The blood of Jesus don't go away. It's there. And it's doing its job. It's got those sins in remission. They're forgiven. They're under the blood. But you can't truly say you're saved if you don't accept the blood of Jesus Christ. You have to accept the fact that He died for you. That He took His blood there before God, like explained this morning, into a place where man's hands didn't build. That mercy seat there before God, and sprinkled His own blood for an remission of our sins. Folks, that sin that we have is in remission. God is forgiven. It's like the song we sung this morning. I know it was taken from the book of Exodus. There were the children of Israel took the lamb's blood and put it on the doorpost and the upper post. And the angel of death, when it come through that night in that plague, it passed over every house that seen the blood. When I see the blood, I will pass. I will pass over you. Folks, tonight, the ones of us sitting here tonight, the ones that are watching, that are saved by almighty graces of God, that blood has been applied. When that angel death passes over us, glory to God, it sees the blood. It sees the blood of the spotless, pure blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The sinless blood. It sees it and it takes us to Him. Amen?
Amen.
I thank God for that blood. And I thank God for the fact that He's got me to understand that I need that blood. Just like the blood is pumping through my body right now, I need that blood. That blood sustains the life in this body. You take them 11 pints of blood and you pour them out of me, I am going to die. I need that blood. Even though it is full of sin, even though it's full of this old diabetes, I need it. And I need tonight that blood of Jesus. I need that blood to save me from hell. And I've got it. Folks, that's what Easter is all about. It's about the blood. It being applied. It doing its job in cleansing. You know, I made that statement this morning. Black sheep washed in red blood, made white as snow. It's because that blood, it cleanses. It purges. It puts that sin in remission. Amen? And without Jesus shedding it and sprinkling it and giving an atonement, without God approving it, glory to God, where would we be? We wouldn't be nowhere, would we? That blood, it is so wonderful. It was therefore necessary that the pattern of the things in heaven should be purified with this. But in heavenly things themselves were better sanctified than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands. In other words, he didn't go into that temple or that tabernacle that they used down here, which in the figure of the truth, but into heaven itself, now to be appearing in the presence of God for us. You know, this was done. Folks, this wasn't done behind the curtain. You think about that tabernacle. When you went into that third stage back there, the place of the most holies, they wasn't but God and that priest back there and the blood. And when he sprinkled it. But you think about when, I mean, into heaven itself. There before all. Just not God there. my thinking is, you know, that tabernacle there. That mercy seat. It was there in the presence of God in all of heaven. As a witness to what Jesus did for us. Amen? Ain't it wonderful? Jesus didn't go hide behind a curtain. He did it there in the presence. I mean, I know God was in the presence there in the most holiest. He was there. But this here, I believe, was more enhanced. It was right there in front of, you know, the old phrase, in front of God and everybody? It was there. Glory to God. Not yet that he shall offer himself as the high priest enter into the holy places every year with the blood of others. But get verse 26. For them must he offer, suffer since the foundation of the world, but now once, in the end of the world, he appeared and put away sins by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of men. Once offered. Once. One time, folks. One. His sacrifice was so great that he only had to do it once. And to them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin. Unto salvation. Folks, sometimes I wonder if we're really grasping what we've got. The salvation. What God really done that day between Good Friday and Sunday, Resurrection Day. The miracle that he performed, and how many people were affected by it. Guess what? I'm one of those ones that's been affected. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I've been washed in that blood. I've been cleansed by that blood. I'm going to heaven by that blood. And by the faith in which he has given me, I believe unto Jesus Christ unto salvation.
I thank you for that for me.
Amen. I thank him for dying for me and for you and all the ones that he has died for. He's died for everybody.
Yeah, he died for the world. He sacrificed for
them. So many people reject him. Mm-hmm. They say no. They want to worship all these worldly gods that are nothing. In no other religion, by no other god will you find that their God gave his son, for atonement, a blood atonement for their sins. No other religion that I know of makes that claim. That their God sent his son to die on the old rugged cross for them. All the rest of these gods has got this good, be good-ism. You be good and you'll get to go. Or you do what I tell you are and you'll get to go. No. Good people don't go to heaven. Bad people don't go to hell. The truth of the matter is, saved people go to heaven. And unsaved people go to hell. That right there is the line that's drawn. Mm-hmm. It ain't good, bad. Good, bad, pretty, ugly, mm-hmm. Poor, rich, white, black, Latino. It don't matter what language you speak. Mm-hmm. It don't matter what part of the world you come from. What matters is accepting the Lord Jesus Christ and deny, mm-hmm. being washed in that blood or not. That's what Easter is all about. The remission of sins. Like I told you this morning, you go to an Easter egg, you ain't going to go to hell for that. You're saved. Or if you eat a chocolate bunny, you're not going to go to hell if you're saved. Mm-hmm. It ain't about that. It is about the blood. Mm-hmm. And nothing else but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. What he did for us, that is what matters. Mm-hmm. Amen. All the rest of it is just worldly stuff. It's the blood. Mm-hmm. Amen. Has anybody got anything on your arm? Okay, good enough. I appreciate having your prayers.
Wednesday. dress.
I'm in my locker yet, and I didn't wear it.
Then I wear it.
See you.
See you. See you, you too. Your mommy next time, they bring in a present for you ordered that.
So
Wendy made me a present in Christmas for her, and I'm a big baby.
Oh, gym again?
I have a table today, I left it there again.
Okay.
Next Sunday.